Here we go. It's the Power Hour, the final hour here in the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. July 3rd. We're about to barrel into a July 4th weekend. Feeling fantastic. We got Broadus, myself, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander on the heels of a fantastic G-Bag of the Day, and LA Live, sending you into your holiday weekend the best way possible. And now we are graced with the presence of two fantastic individuals, a couple of gentlemen that are going to keep you entertained from the 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. hour on this Thursday night, Mr. Fred Davis and the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold, looking just Captain America. Did you just get out of the gym? Or, I mean, because you looking incredible, bro. Look at that. Barrel-chested, just lean machine. We got the vein on the bicep. Yeah, you're getting ready to go on a beach vacation, aren't you? You're just prepping for the sand.
It's the summertime.
I love it.
Be ready for it.
Well, welcome in. Thank you, guys, man. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I was at the gym earlier today.
Now in the mix here in the G-Bag Nation. We're about to go around the bases a little bit. We have been playing a game today in honor of potentially, maybe you have a little Phil Handy situation, CA, with the Mavs. Hopefully he will end up on staff.
Mm-hmm.
But to honor him, and as we learned, Joey Chestnut, whose time to shine is tomorrow.
Talking about body parts now?
All time people in sports with a name who has a body part within it. And I can't get over how many names actually have body parts. Phil Handy, Joey Chestnut, Dicker the Kicker, as Khaki Kev was just shouting at us in the halls.
One of my favorite kickers from UT, Dicker the Kicker. I think he's with the Chargers.
Chargers, isn't he?
Yeah, he's beloved by the Chargers. They love Dicker the Kicker. I wanted them to kick for the Cowboys back in the day.
How happy is the Nathans people, by the way?
Oh, gosh.
You know what I'm saying? Now that they got the contract dispute settled with our boy Joey?
How about Coney Island itself?
Seriously.
How about just the people coming in and, you know, and I mean, you should think about hundreds of millions of dollars with this thing, right?
Oh, hands down.
And not have your best participant in it, even though he crushes everybody, whoever steps up to the podium?
We love domination. And what better day to enjoy domination than on America's birthday?
It is disgusting when they dip
those
hot dogs in water.
I think you should, and you talked about this yesterday, they need to get that gal that was sitting courtside and see if maybe she can get into this competition.
Was that not the most diabolical video?
Have we figured out what was going on? Was that like a skit, or is she like an OnlyFans model? Like, do we know the background of what was going on there?
I didn't do the deep dive.
She probably knew she was getting filmed.
She had to, right?
She started
fluffing her hair afterwards.
She set it up, yeah.
And then homeboy next to her was like, what did I just see?
The dude next to her was the funniest. He was completely shocked, as we all were. Oh. Like, it makes no sense.
Give everybody context of what you guys are talking about.
So there, I don't know, some type of sporting event. Was it a baseball game?
What was that a bit? Because it looked courtside.
It did. But she took a hot dog. Uh-huh. She took the hot dog out of the bun, shoved it down her throat, mm-hmm. and then pulled it back out.
Slowly.
Put it back in the bun, mm-hmm. and then gave it to the guy to her left, and that dude just started eating it. Like,
started munching on
like
it.
That's did how hot dog
that
eating's supposed
did
to go.
That? Was he looking at the game and didn't see it?
It didn't really look
like a WNBA game.
No, he knew exactly who he was going home with that night.
Oh, no. You know, because they had to be together. It was like maybe his brother sitting next to him, or like his little cousin. They probably just tagged along or whatever. But
so she's giving him a preview.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the way he ate that hot dog, it was almost like they knew they'd been there before.
Yeah. Mm.
I got it.
Yeah. Truly a crazy video.
Ooh, By the way, when you were talking about, you know, the girl courtside or whatever, I was thinking of the fan from the Stars, the blonde that stands behind the bench. I was like, is she going to be the
Stars bench?
Stars bench. Yeah. And I kept saying, they're like, who is this? I kept saying, is she going to be the new head coach? Because it was taking so long. I was like, is she going to be the new head coach?
Yeah.
The Stanley Cups. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's the first time pulling that one out?
What?
The Stanley Cups.
No, that's what her shirt said.
Oh.
Her shirt actually said the Stanley Cup. Yeah,
she's a legend now in the DFW for sure.
She is. Do we know who she is?
Somebody, Tolos know because they were texting it in back.
They got to, right?
Chris, remember the Morganza, the kissing
Morgan.
Morganzan?
Morgana.
Morgana, the kissing bandit?
Yes, I actually interviewed her on the radio.
I told you. I knew this was about to happen. That's why I brought this up.
She showed up at a Ranger game, and she ran out on the I forget, it was the pitcher or something.
She kissed Nolan Ryan?
Not Nolan. It was just a regular pitcher. And she just showed out, and she was top heavy.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
And she'd done it in every ballpark.
She's done that. Because she did it in basketball games. They're like, oh, wasn't that her shtick, though?
That was her stick. That was her stick.
Yeah.
Morgana the Kissing Bandit. That was her nickname. She was as big as...
It was a simpler time back then, gentlemen. You could do stuff like that.
They set it up for her, I guess.
The reason she did the Rangers game, because that was on her list.
That was on the list. She needed that stadium. Yeah. That stadium.
So you're saying the kiss was on her list?
Yeah, Hall and Oates. Your kiss was on his.
Chris, you ever interview Hall and Oates?
Yes. Daryl Hall.
I met him in Philadelphia.
That's where I met him.
It was a World Series game. Okay, they were singing the national anthem.
Yeah. Exactly. It was that same day.
Yeah.
That's where I met him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Ironic.
You guys ever watch Daryl's House, by the way? You guys ever watch that
Daryl's
show?
House.
What a great show.
He gets
you ever
all
watch
these
that show?
No.
He gets all
you never
these
seen Daryl's
House? You never seen Daryl's House? It's on YouTube.
Oh, you got to watch it.
Brian, you will love this.
I love YouTube, but why? What's it about?
This is why you would do it, because he gets artists. He's got his own band.
He's got a studio in his house.
It's like a separate house. It's like his garage. He turned it into a studio. And it's acoustically correct, and his band is cool, and they can play anything and everything. And he gets artists that you would never even think of, and they get in there and they start jamming.
Just jam out.
They'll either do the artist songs or they'll do some Hall & Oates songs.
It. Oh, wow.
It's wild. He had one of my favorite ones.
Was he the one with CeeLo?
Yes, the CeeLo. He did CeeLo.
Bro.
They think I'm crazy.
Telling you.
They start doing crazy, and then all of a sudden CeeLo started doing some Hall & Oates songs.
Did he sing One-on-One?
Yeah, one-on-one, I want to play that game tonight.
Because I see them do this with, have you ever seen them do this on YouTube now with the drums? They have the various drummers that play, some play like hard rock, some are jazz, whatever, and they ask them to play into a song.
Okay.
They've like, your interpretation of the song.
Oh, yeah, into it, yeah.
So this gal, one time, it was the Police.
Okay.
Like she was playing, and they were like, well, you've ever heard of Stuart Copeland? She goes, oh my gosh. Shh. And she goes, this is a Police song. And she goes, yeah.
He's the drummer.
And he's a drummer. But they have their own interpretation of how they would play. And they've never heard the song. Supposedly, they've never heard it.
And then they just...
And then they listen to it. Right. They listen to it without the drums, and then they
and
have
then they
to,
add their part to
they
okay.
add their part, and wow. then they see how that. Close they could actually come okay. to how it's going to play. It's really great
I
stuff.
I love some of those YouTubes where they'll have like the musician who played in that session.
Right.
And they're telling us stories about...
Muscle Shoals.
Yeah, not just Muscle Shoals.
This
guy was talking about how he was doing all the Quincy Jones stuff. And he was talking about how he did the guitar licks he was doing the bass for Michael Jackson on some of his songs because Quincy Jones was producing it. And he just played that part.
You talking about the dude from Toto?
Well, yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because I'll tell you what, he does a great... Because they said they brought him in because he added the riff for Human Nature.
Yes. In fact, they... Oh, yeah. There's all these backstories.
I'll tell you what. You go all day with that. Man. Your boy Eddie Van Halen talked about how they brought him in to do... was it Bad that they brought him in for?
Which one was it?
Beat It. That's what it was.
In fact, that guitarist was talking about how he did all the parts, and then they brought in Eddie for the rest of it.
Yeah.
Or for his solo. He did all the song, and then Eddie did the solo.
He added a riff to it too, though, didn't he? Because he was afraid that Michael Jackson was going to be pissed off at him.
We watched the same YouTube. People don't even know.
We digress.
I love it.
We got four hours of this tonight.
Yeah, we got tonight's iteration of Fan After Dark, CA, and Fred Davis.
You're getting a TikTok version of it or a reel.
So Blake's in Greece right now?
Blake is in Greece. I'll tell you what. God bless that kid. He is living the Vida Loca out there right now. They're with Mama Kim.
Dude, they go on some incredible vacations.
No, they absolutely do.
She's the traveler, for sure.
She's a trip. And apparently she was having a little bit more luck in the first couple days than he was as far as, you know.
Are they at the casinos there?
No, I'm talking about just attention from other folks.
They're both on the prowl.
She's not a typical mom.
Yeah.
No, she's not. No, she's not.
She'll show up with a stylish hat and all that. Yeah.
I was going to say, she's
a super fan. Now, I sat next to her at a Mavs game one time, and she will cuss some people out on
Kim's
that court.
A trip. Mama Kim's a trip.
Yeah.
Season ticket holder, dude.
Hey, look, don't sleep on Mama Kim. But Blake, God bless him. He has bounced back. I didn't realize that Hinge works over in Greece too. Now, I guess that's my own naivete, but God bless him. He's out there, you know, doing the best with what God, with God gave him out there in Greece. So
I bet he's cleaning up.
High five to our boy.
He's breaking plates.
He is. So having a great time.
So he might call in, is what you're saying.
Well, we're standing by. TBD. It's like I think it's what are we 1800? So it's probably seven
hours ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say 7 hours. So it's like 2 or 3. So my guess is he's asleep. We'll probably hear from him probably around 9, 10 o'clock, give or take. So maybe that last hour, we'll hear from our boy Blake Elliott.
Hey,
so.
I finally looked at this video of the lady cleaning that sausage off.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Scouting report.
Oh, you hadn't seen that yet?
Nah, I ain't seen it. I just finally seen it. The dude sitting next to us is a boxer. He's a pro boxer. That lady is a pro as well.
Yeah, she is.
She's 100% a pro. I think her name is like Viking something.
That's what it texted. Yeah, Viking Barbie.
Viking Barbie.
What's being texted in
Viking
here.
Viking Barbie.
Yeah, that's definitely set up.
Where are they at?
Okay, they're at the Jake Paul fight is what's being texted in here as well. Yeah.
Well,
in the world of barbecue, what she did was clean the bone.
Yeah, she cleaned that, she cleaned that mustard off that dog.
In the barbecue world.
Yeah, she did. She did.
Something mustard off that dog.
That's right. Threw it to the dog, and the dog said, what am I supposed to do with that? There ain't nothing on this.
And you saw that Chavez just got arrested and deported, too.
Junior.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Oh, wait, no.
He
what do you mean?
He just fought Jake Paul, and ICE got him.
They said connections to cartels.
Well, he lied on his visa.
Oh, damn.
Overstated.
Got a criminal record.
And got a criminal record. So, I mean, has Jake Paul fought anybody? I mean, are we convinced?
No, nobody's current. Nobody that can really beat him.
And the one dude that could did.
Yes.
Fury.
Yes, Fury beat him.
So, but now he's going to sue anybody that
talks smack
about it. But now he's a 14th contender in the welterweight class.
They had to rank him.
The other dude that could didn't want to, Mike Tyson.
Well,
yeah, remember?
Yeah.
I don't care about legacy anymore. Legacy is overrated.
Look, when he came out and asked those chaps, you knew he wasn't serious.
Yeah.
Okay. That's when we knew Mike was there for a payday.
And his son was interviewing for that.
Yeah, that was the last time I get hyped up for one of those fights. Like I was really excited for that one.
Mike had one good punch left.
Because that's all he needed.
That's what I was hoping
for. He had it.
You know he did.
He had it.
And he held back a couple times.
He had it, bro.
He actually stopped a couple times. No, Mike could have ended him a couple times in that fight. But, you know. You knew, though, when Mike was waxing poetic to 12-year-old 12-year-old reporters.
Well, right.
I want to die. I want to die. Your daddy's going to die. Well, I want to die.
She just wanted to know what his favorite color was and, you know, that sort of thing. And this man starts talking about death. I'm 12, okay? I'm done. Back to you in the studio.
We need to run that interview back one of these days because that was incredible,
that was intense.
Oh, yeah, but now he is ranked, so maybe we get him with like a real fighter if he's
don't
willing.
Want that,
I know he doesn't really seem to want
but
that.
But they ranked him so that they can get in on the money. That's all that was.
Oh, that's true. That'll be the biggest payday ever for really any one of those guys.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And we'd watch just to get his ass beat.
Right.
Yes.
He knew that formula because that was the Floyd formula. When Floyd used to be, he used to be Pretty Boy Floyd. Then he switched to Money Mayweather because he said, I want people to want to watch me lose. It ain't going to happen.
He did that during the recession, too.
Yeah, he did.
Counting paper, bro.
Oh, man,
that flow.
Legendary, just photos of just money all over tables, stacked nice and high.
And we're slicing beans to make it feed the family.
Eating out of cans and stuff. Yeah.
They'll tune in to watch it.
Oh, man. So this dude just got deported. That's what you're saying?
Yeah, no.
That's a really bad week for this guy.
They did it yesterday.
Crazy.
He just fought last weekend.
Wow. Well, dang, dude. This has been a great trip around the bases, I got to tell
you. Do you want me to tell you the name I've got for a body part athlete?
Yeah, absolutely. Please. We're starting to peter out here on this.
By the way,
Peter's a good name.
I miss it. Did he make G-Bag of the Day today because
no.
of what he said yesterday?
No.
What?
Yeah, the layout. The layout.
Night train?
The layout.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good and quiet.
That was a
I did not.
We'll play it.
Okay.
We got to play it at some point because that was crazy. And the layout was just perfect.
It was awesome, dude.
After he said the craziest thing, the double entendre thing that he said,
yeah,
the whole station.
Nobody gave it up.
And then it was like this silence for like 30 seconds.
This was yesterday?
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, this is definitely G-Bag of the Day.
Because we were doing the hardest hitters list in NFL history. Yeah. And I was blown away that Dick Nitrain Lane is on that list. Uh-huh. No, he is on the list.
He's on the list.
I only knew him as being an interception guy.
Yeah.
And just a great nickname guy. I did not know that he was also somebody that was cracking
heads. Laid the wood.
Heads.
Absolutely.
Yes. Laid the wood. So we made like a laid the wood joke. And
no,
and
you did.
I did. And brought us laid out. And so I laid out with him, and it ended up being 9 seconds. Broadus ends up winning because hilarious. I got cold feet, and I jumped back in. But it was an all-time layout. It really was.
Because he said, I'm not going to repeat the phrase, but he said it. It was like, what the hell did he just say?
Oh, yeah.
In the context, it sounded fine. Out of context.
It was during
like,
the...
It was before 2:30.
Yeah, 2:30.
It'd be like 2:20.
Bully top 10 list.
Top 10 list of all-time hitters.
I was going to do a shout-out. You talk about body parts. I was going to do a shout-out to former SMU great who also played for the Indianapolis Colts, the great Harvey Armstrong. You can even throw in Lance Armstrong, who's from Plano.
We got a Lance Armstrong, but Harvey Armstrong's really good.
We will continue to
back
play that
Eric
game
days.
Until the top of the hour. Eric Dickerson is another one. Good call, CA. We have a Friday news dump on
his nickname is ED
on a Thursday.
Oh, it is.
Oh my God.
It is.
All right, that's enough, Chris.
The just only reason I...
That's enough.
No, we're picking CA's brain on this Mavs coaching staff.
Everybody's calling him ED before. And then all
before
of a sudden
it was a thing.
Before it was famous.
Little did we
ED.
Know. Little did we know.
All right.
He was ED before ED was famous.
Back with more in the nation. All right, let's hit you with that Friday news dump on a Thursday, the rare Thursday that feels like a Friday. It's been a really fun afternoon here in the G-Bag Nation.
Well, you'll be chilling tomorrow.
Lucius and Broadus. Yeah, it'll be big chilling tomorrow. You're going
to
be doing...
Now, your daughters are too young, though, to enjoy fireworks.
Sparklers. To fully enjoy them, yeah. But, like, we'll go out to... I think last year we went... Roanoke does...
Well, no. I mean,
nice,
like, the...
Oh, to actually do them?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about, like, throwing fireworks at each other.
100%. Yes, yeah. Too early for that.
Not there yet. Sparklers and the little things you can throw.
You throw and they pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not crazy about it, so, like, that'll be something. If they don't really want to get in the mix on that, then
are you
I'll
a bottle
fine.
Rocket guy?
I mean,
talk about you.
Yeah, no, at this,
remove the kids from it, but you.
At this stage, I'm really don't want to do any of it.
Yeah.
It's all just a little bit too much. I had a Black Cat blow up in my hand in middle school, and it's like a flashbang in Call of Duty. And
the
ears are ringing and whatnot.
Who's our boy? That what was it?
JPP.
JPP. I mean, you know, your digits look intact.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep all 10. For as long as possible.
I had a Roman candle go off in my side.
Well, have you been hit with it? You ever had Roman candle wars?
That's what I'm saying. I was doing the Roman candle thing.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I don't know why I picked it up.
Poof.
It was not going far enough.
Yeah.
So I picked it up and one of the things shot out the back and hit me in the side.
Well.
So it was like, I was like, oh, that's it. Just dropped it.
But
it was,
you've never with your buddies where you guys...
Bottle rocket wars.
Okay. Bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets.
Okay.
And war like eye protection.
Well, you have to.
Yeah. War eye protection. But like we were at the lake and it was, you had this thin, that PVC pipe.
Absolutely.
And you could just light them in the end and just, and they direct, I mean, you could direct fire them.
Oh, absolutely.
Direction of people.
Yeah,
and stuff like that.
I'm getting hit with a couple of those back in the day.
I saw a guy get hit in the chest, and it just kept going.
Oh.
I mean, it just didn't stop.
Yeah.
You know?
He didn't die, did he?
No.
Okay.
No, it was okay.
All
right.
Incredible, dude. Yeah, that stuff's a little bit frightening for me.
Yeah.
Segment here in the G-Bag Nation brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable and accidents happen. If you have been hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, call the Frankels, 214-333-3333. We got Fred Davis hanging out. We got the three-time Hall of Famer Chris Arnold floating around up here. They'll take you from 7 to 11 tonight in Fan After Dark and potentially get a call in from
might
Blake.
Might see the fireworks here, too. I mean,
yeah, this
maybe
should be a nice view for some fireworks.
Now, what's the, I think, relatively new.
Back towards Fair Park.
Okay.
Probably where you see them out behind you is where I think it might be.
All right.
Well, the fireworks and all of the 4th of July fun. Are you going to be hosting tomorrow?
Fred?
Khaki Kev and I are on from 1 to 5. So I want to say Jake and CA are doing the morning thing from, I think, 9 to 1. And then Khaki Kev and I will take it from 1 to 5.
You got our show tomorrow. Appreciate you, boys.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, look, we'll do the best with what God gave us tomorrow
and
hold it down. So,
that'll help.
You know.
I love it. Well, we'll get you the Friday news dump here on a Thursday in just a moment. We have, I've been seeing some clips of Trayvon Diggs, and it looks like he's moving like pretty well. I've seen a lot of straight line stuff, but then today I saw him actually covering a guy, and like you got the lateral stuff. It was like a dig route that he's covering, and I'm going, okay, man, that would be really awesome if he ends up showing up to training camp and at any point in Oxnard gets going.
Just talking to people over there, they gave me like they will not know till August. That's what they said. They will not know the middle of August what his situation is because they really haven't had hands on him since.
What about Revelle?
Revelle, I've been told, is making a lot of progress. There was things that he was doing in Dallas before he got with the Cowboys that they needed to kind of ramp up a little bit more. So he's making up a lot of ground from what I was told.
Because I would imagine that once he gets drafted, then all of a sudden now they're taking kind of over his rehab.
That's exactly what it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was encouraging to see Diggs moving around like that, and what a difference it would make if he's able to.
Was there some lateral spin stuff?
Yeah.
Like
why don't you put the scout's eye on this video here, Broadus? I mean, it's not like maybe 100% full speed.
It's good that he carried that guy inside.
But yeah,
is he dragging a leg? Can you tell if he's dragging any of his legs?
It doesn't look like it. Looks pretty smooth.
You think he knew what the route was?
He might have known what the route was.
He undercut that route. And Diggs will undercut a route now. But when Diggs plays from inside, when he gets an inside route, he usually plays high up on the hip. So he usually plays up the field.
Mm-hmm.
That time he looked like he knew what the route was about to be.
Yeah, he was going for the interception
He was just undercutting it. Like, we're going to run a shallow cross here. Diggs, you undercut it.
But then we'll throw it on Instagram.
He usually plays high hip when he cuts.
Do we think
that's good movement, though.
Wasn't that good?
Good movement, yeah.
Do we think maybe, hey, look, at the end of the day, he's still, I mean, again, maybe he's no, Dick Night Train Lane when it comes to, laying the wood by any means. Mm-hmm. But that said, do you think the way he came off the ACL injury, right, and not everybody was hunky-dory about how he did it, maybe he's been a little more motivated and kind of, show. Because, look, you know as well as anybody, the proverbial chip-on-the-shoulder guy, which most guys don't, they got to kind of manufacture. Well, this has kind of been given to him. Like, we don't trust you as far as your rehab goes. And so maybe he's got a little...
Oh, he doesn't like Britt Brown. That's the problem. That's what they're doing over there.
Okay.
And Britt, I think, is one of the best to do this in the league. And nothing against Diggs. But he, he's worked with Britt before on this injury, on this previous injury. Britt worked you really, really, really hard. He will try and get every single thing out of you every single day you can. And maybe some guys aren't cool with that.
Right.
Maybe they don't want to be treated that way where they're having to like, okay, man, if you don't come today, then we're going to get set back 2-3 days now.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of, I think he wanted to go do his own thing. I don't think he wanted to work with Britt again.
Okay.
I don't think so. I mean, look at, let's just give you an example. Overshown worked with Britt, came back, got hurt again. Who's working with Britt? Overshown's doing it again because he knew he got him back onto the field.
Yeah.
But
and that was a freak deal, right? Yeah.
I'm just telling you, man, Britt is an SOB when it comes to working on that field. And I say that
in a loving way, in all
admiration because there are guys that Dak absolutely believes. I mean, Dak has been through some horrific injuries.
Yes, he has.
And he's went through another one, to get your hamstring ripped off the bone is another bad injury. So, that's why I've worked with Britt for 15 years and he's one of the best trainers, rehab guys I've ever been with in my life or ever seen work with in my life.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that Diggs is just like, he's not buying that. He's like, I'm not going to do this again. And he was doing his own stuff. I think it's down in Miami or wherever he's doing his stuff, but hopefully, and that's where the Cowboys are kind of, they don't know if when he's going to be available because they just haven't worked with him.
Okay.
Not till they get to camp and they see him actually report.
Right.
And work through. Now, he came to the mandatory mini camp stuff. They got an idea about it then. But then after that, you started hearing the whispers. Well, we'll see what happens in August. So.
Yeah, yeah, and Jerry kind of called him out for the way he rehabbed last year's injury.
Well, and that's what I was getting at, right?
See, that was something that, like, Jerry called him out, but this was something we had heard a lot of the guys and gals that cover the team. We were hearing that the rehab was not. I mean, this time last year, I was hearing that we were even talking about it, that the rehab wasn't great, and then everybody's like, oh, now you're just BS and you're making stuff up. And I'm like, okay. And then Jerry came out, it was like crickets.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, I told you guys, there's people in the organization that wish that Diggs took it a little bit more seriously. It looks like he's taking it serious now because he's moving around a lot better.
And if he's IG friendly, what's that tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe getting called out for last year kind of deal. He's kind of more out to prove something with this particular rehab.
Which bodes well for the Cowboys.
Definitely.
I mean, look, whatever he uses motivation and you know, I mean, I'm sure, I'd like to think Shoddy's probably had a conversation or two with him. Don't you think? Maybe Eberflus even.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, the way Shoddy is with the relationship stuff, I bet he's been FaceTiming him.
Texted him, sent him a, you know, smiling face emoji or something like that. Just let him know he's thinking about him.
Okay, so there was another report. We've been talking about LeBron James and him maybe being traded. Dave McMenamin, who looks like Gavin Dawson.
He's on one right now.
McMenamin is?
McMenamin, yeah.
Well, he was on LA radio saying that Dallas would only be interested in LeBron in a buyout situation.
Well, I mean, who wouldn't be interested in LeBron in a buyout situation?
Well, I think the Mavs are one of the teams that are connected to LeBron as maybe being a trade destination.
Right.
But that would involve PJ Washington and Daniel Gafford, very likely, and then Klay Thompson to make the dollars work. And
no, I get that. I'm
trading
just
Gafford and Washington for LeBron would be insane.
Yeah, then you're just Mavs West.
But then again,
buyout situation would be a no-brainer, but there's no way the Lakers buy him out, dude.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's just not going to happen.
Because you need assets back if you're the Lakers.
Yeah.
Right? And then, plus, not to mention, you buy him out, then he's eligible to go where, you know, the entire league's his oyster at that point. So, yeah. Now, here's my question for you.
They got new money with the Lakers, though.
They do have that. They got that long cheddar now with your boy, was it Frank Walter? Mike Walter, something like that? But here's my question. Are we buying the LeBron doesn't like playing with Luka and neither does Austin Reeves, or do we think that's just rigmarole?
Man, it's tough because LeBron has always been very outspoken about his love for Luka and the way he plays and everything.
Exactly.
Now,
he might have misevaluated that one.
Things can be different when you get up close. You kind of meet your heroes,
playing,
so to speak.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
And we've heard plenty of players in the past lament Luka for being kind of ball dominant.
Very ball dominant.
And if you're a guy like Austin Reeves, like, the only way you're doing anything is if the ball's in your hands. So I'm sure for certain guys, it can be a little bit frustrating.
Yeah.
But I don't totally buy that.
Well, I think I happen to be a part of that book signing or the book announcement for McMahon. And then you get.
Yeah, you Ubered there, didn't you? Because the parking was jacked up?
No, I drove.
Oh, you did drive?
I ended up driving.
Did you find a spot?
I found a spot.
Okay.
But it was like well up the road.
Get your steps in.
But I got my steps in. But talking with, like, listening to Windhorst and our guy.
Tim Bontemps.
Bontemps. They were in the mode of, like, they were talking about when Luka came to the Dodgers, to the Lakers, he was like, immediately LeBron goes, all right, you handle the media stuff, I'm out. And they're like, and Luka's like, well, no. And he goes, nope, face the franchise. You got it. Go for it.
Oh.
And so, like, that's that kind of right.
Little animosity right away.
Right off the jump that then you had LeBron was saying, I don't have to do any more media stuff. We got the face of the franchise here now.
Mm. Oh, so he might have been a little
aggressive.
Bit salty about it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So he packed his little toiletry bag and walked on out.
Mm.
You know, and they were talking about Luka never really wants to do media. He never looks totally comfortable doing media.
No.
And LeBron is always the guy standing there making you feel like he read three books and stuff like that. But with, like, LeBron told the PR guys for the Lakers, nope, you got your guy now. I'm out. Bye.
Oof.
Yeah, and I will say the reports about the Lakers not really listening to LeBron in terms of team building at this point.
Oh, no, they're done.
They're not now. So I can understand some of that for the first time in LeBron's career. Like, he's not the guy with his franchise. So I could see maybe that being something that maybe rubs him the wrong way a little bit.
Yeah.
But Yeah, the Lakers situation. I can't wait to see if Luka decides to jump on the extension opportunity that he's going to have starting in August, where he can re-up with the Lakers. Is he going to want to just do that, or is he going to take more of a wait and see approach? Because that's going to be something that'll be very telling.
If he doesn't sign that extension in August, that is going to be the biggest story. We are going to get dogged with that story all year long. I mean, obviously, yeah, we'll have our other little ancillary pieces, but if he doesn't sign that extension.
Yeah, it'll be a topic all season.
Every time the Lakers play. And if LeBron doesn't get traded before then, then you're going to have that hanging over. And don't let him get off to a bad start. Don't let him struggle out the gate. I mean, right now, what are we thinking of the Lakers right now with the team they've put together? I mean, DeAndre Ayton, that's the guy? That's the people we're getting excited about?
No, I don't think there's much to get excited about in terms of the moves they've made this offseason, where
Daniel
they stand
Gafford's
right now.
Daniel Gafford's a better center right now. I would take Daniel Gafford over DeAndre Ayton right now.
Yes, I would too.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah. Give me, as a scout, do you want the guy that you know what kind of effort you're going to get?
Sure.
Maybe the overall talent isn't there, but you know night in, night out, this guy's going to give everything he got.
No, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, we got Fred Davis in the building, Chris Arnold in for Blake Elliott, Fan After Dark. We crosstalk next year in the nation. Booby Gibson, Booby Williams.
Yep.
The game has sort of run its course, but we stretched that thing out for five.
You did. Mm. You did a nice shot.
Body parts.
Really, really, really proud of that one. Shout out to Phil Handy and Joey Chestnut.
Dick Trickle.
You guys going to be, yeah.
Yeah, Dick Trickle.
Dick Trickle's a big one. Did you guys, are you guys going to be watching Joey Jaws tomorrow? You guys get in on that at all?
What time does it go down, though?
Starts at 11 our time.
Mm. He's usually finished in 10 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. 10 minutes is all he needs to crush like 65 dogs.
My best work in that time.
That's crazy.
I don't know.
I'm on the air.
I mean,
I'll be watching.
Yeah, it'll be on the TVs in here.
You guys will be doing radio, so I don't know.
CEO will be giving full play-by-play.
No. that's what you would do best. Mr. Double Entendre over there. Real quick, let me give a quick shout out to everybody that came out to the Carter Blood Drive at AT&T Stadium. Cowboys and 105.3 The Fan and Carter Blood Care.
Oh, nice.
Did a blood drive, and there were like thousands of people came out. And it was on the field, and it was really cool. And the original 88, Drew Pearson, was out there. Cowboys cheerleaders were out there. I was out there at Fan Represent. So, you know, getting it done.
Hut, hut, baby.
By the way, did any of you guys know your blood type?
Ooh.
See, this is the trick. I get a physical quite often, but they don't tell you your blood type.
I think I'm the most common you can have.
Yeah.
It's like,
O positive or O negative?
O positive is the most common.
I think I'm the most common you can have.
Is that the one that's universal?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I knew my blood type before the pandemic. That was the last time I gave blood.
Yeah.
And it was always driving me crazy because I didn't know my blood type because I forgot it. Well, it's A plus.
See, I think I'm A
and
positive,
I did that
too.
With the Mavericks office last week.
And I know for all my veterans
whatever
out there.
Whatever the most common blood
A positive,
is.
I say A plus, A positive.
See, and I know back in the day when you have an active duty military ID, it's got your blood type on the back of it. And I'm pretty sure I'm an A positive as well.
You know yours?
What's the one you can give to everybody?
That's I'm O, that isn't it?
O,
I think that's O.
Positive. O positive? O?
That's your boy.
There you go.
There you go. And the one that's rare
show your
is
O face.
AB plus.
No, I'm AB seeing positive. Here AB negative.
AB negative
is the 1%.
Yeah, AB negative. Yep.
What are you?
I have no idea
have
what
no
I
idea.
Am.
Have yeah. you donated boy, blood yet?
I used to donate plasma in so college.
That's blood.
Donate.
You and all.
He also donated something else that he won't talk about.
You just get money for that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how you work your way through school,
yeah, I guess
right?
It's not really a donation when you're
I know a guy that actually
cheddar.
Did that for real. I swear to God, it was a neighbor. And he told
what,
us.
Was he a meth head on the side or
no,
what?
No, no, no. He said, it was easy and it was easy money. And I'm like, so you literally have kids that you don't know about? He goes, well, I guess.
Wait a minute.
Oh, that's a different donation. Oh,
that's what I was talking about. I said, you were probably making donations that you don't want to talk about.
You get paid for that?
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, the bank.
You, really?
Yes. You
here
can get
I was
paid
doing it
for
free
that.
All this time.
Damn. Locked into that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. A friend of mine, I mean, he was a neighbor. He was like, really?
How did that even come up, by the way?
He was probably proud of it.
Something.
What are you doing with that cup?
Got like hundreds of kids.
Walking around with the red Solo cup.
What's in that Tupperware?
Yeah,
stay
don't
ready,
you worry
bro.
About it. Don't
hey,
you
man,
worry
why is that cup
it?
Always empty?
That's right.
I'm about to go fill it up.
Just sneezing that?
Yeah.
So are we going to get the CA barbecue?
Of course. The rules?
Yeah, absolutely.
The difference between a cookout and a barbecue?
What a great question.
I will say this, though, as well as there are some rules. When you get invited to somebody's barbecue or cookout.
He's about to tell you the rules.
The rules are this.
Yeah.
You don't go over to the person that's having the barbecue, the guy that's handling the grill, or the lady's handling the grill. Do not give her tips. Or don't give him tips.
No.
Not there. You can do it another day.
Yeah.
But don't sit there and hover over him while he's trying to get the work done.
Yeah.
You just be glad that you're there. Even if there's things you think can improve his technique, not right there.
But listen, ask you this, Chris.
That's a pro tip.
If you see him like effing it up on the grill, can you step in? Because if I see you effing it up and it's like puckish and not cooked or all messed up, I'm probably not going to eat it.
It depends on how friendly you are with
him. Definitely don't eat it. You know it's going to be. But if you have to say something, take him to the side or something. Because he's already, because he's trying for perfection, whatever it is.
He's trying to
get it done.
I'm just saying, man, like, I gave this advice, sir. If you're cooking, if you're the grill master, don't be the guy boozing it up the most.
You can.
You got to pay attention.
You got to pay attention.
You can ruin everybody's day with bad food.
Also, if you want to be the hero, now everybody's like, what I need to bring? Well, you can bring some liquor or you can bring some soda. But this is where you cannot fail. If you don't know what to bring, and by the way, don't bring a side that you think everybody's going to like if it's your wife's potato salad. Everybody doesn't like your wife's potato salad.
Right.
This is what you bring. Don't say, I'll just bring some desserts. This is the fail safe you never lose. Bring the ice.
I just told you that.
That was the broadest staple earlier.
Don't ever show up empty handed. I would take the ice over the store bought cookies.
Yes. ACB pie.
Yeah. Anything.
Yeah.
Yes. The other thing, red cups. You can never fail if you bring some more red cups.
I'll tell you another thing. You want to really bring trash bags.
Yes.
Bring those big old green 50-gallon trash bags.
Oh, yeah.
Because somebody always needs that afterwards. There's never trash bags clean up. Never.
Always.
So practical. Mm-hmm. So practical. But you also know, too, though, unless it's like a friend that you got invited to that maybe you don't know the people, but let's call it what it is. Like, you know, if you've got a circle of friends or whatever, like especially family members, like you know what their capabilities are on the grill.
Right.
Like if Broadus invites us over,
you know it's gonna be great.
I'm not worried about it.
You ain't worried about
it. Okay. Now if I invite you guys over, we know Fred, but we don't know Fred.
We don't know your skill set.
You don't know my skill set. So, you know, you gotta kinda do a little scouting report ahead of time to do your due diligence. Like, what am I walking into?
Yeah, have your expectations set respectfully. Like, have some self-awareness.
That goes back to the difference between a barbecue and a cookout.
Which we're going to learn about at 8:20 tonight, by the way.
Yeah, I'll give the description later.
You guys bummed out about Michael Madsen passing away today?
Oh, I seen that, bro.
Yeah, man.
He's
seen like 300-something movies he's been in.
He's been in a few. He's been in a few.
All those
Donnie Brasco. Yeah.
Kill Bill.
Reservoir Dogs. Cuts Homeboy's ear off. You know. Boyfriend in Thelma and Louise. Yep. You know, if we're looking for the deep cuts.
Did they say what happened?
Yeah, do we know?
Was it a heart attack? Cardiac arrest. I don't know what caused the heart attack. He was only 67.
Only 67. Something tells me he was a wild man, though. Something tells me.
Apparently, he and his wife had gotten divorced recently. Or he got arrested for, like, she was
a domestic?
Yeah, it was like she was estranged or something. And then his son had committed suicide the year before.
Damn, he Mike's been
he's been through it.
He was heartbroken.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, that was a stress death right there.
Man. Hey, did Randy Johnson ever make that list? Randy Johnson, the pitcher, the great pitcher.
There you go.
And what was his nickname? The big unit.
The big unit.
Oh, the big unit is crazy.
That is crazy, bro. Yeah.
Wow.
How about A-Rod? I wrote down A-Rod.
A-Rod.
Wow. The show is ending. We got to just throw it all at the guy.
Yeah, hit it, dude. Hit it. Any ones you got, please throw them out right now.
Rod Woodson.
Darren Woodson. All those Woodsons.
Yeah. Nick Chubb. Come on, man.
Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, Bradley Chubb.
Damn.
Nice work. I'll tell you what, credit to the Tullos, man. They've been on this. They have been on this in a big way. This is the longest any one of our name games have stretched.
Usually
it'll just kind of die out an hour, two, or three.
Did you say Peter out?
Yeah, Peter out.
Fred, what was the kid from Kansas whose last name was?
Grady Dick.
Yes!
Oh!
And did you hear about the meme that went viral when Anthony Black, who went to Duncanville High School,
they decided we won't do
a jersey
it.
Switch? Yeah, they just standing next to each other.
Well, hey, anything else you guys want to tease for tonight's program?
We've got our boy Ben Troop, friend of the program. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock. Of course, CA story. CA's going to break down the do's and the don'ts for tomorrow. And then, of course, we'll do a little Mavericks and another guest TBD. So 7 to 11, it's going down Fan After Dark style. And maybe, just maybe, a Blake appearance in the final hour.
I love it.
From Greece.
Blake it or leave it. I will Blake that all day. Thanks to the Tolos. Thanks to Lucius Alexander. Brian brought us the Super Bowl champion, and we'll get the Wooly Bully back in the saddle on Monday. It'll be Fred and Khaki Kev in the G-Bag Nation tomorrow. Eric Nadel, 3 o'clock. Do not miss it. Happy 4th. We'll see you Monday.